Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here in this fine morning, and we're reviewing two white wines from Portugal. You know, what's fascinating is, I mean, most people, when they think of Portugal, they think of ports, and they don't realize that there's a huge still wine industry in Portugal that doesn't include ports.
Or Matus,
there you have it. Or Vino Verde.
Right. And one of our favorites.
Exactly. We have two white wines to review. The first is the 2010 Herdade da Comporta, and this was a mixture of 65% Arinto and 35% Antal Vaz. Now, we have to confess, we wouldn't know these if they ran us over.
Not really. These are not familiar grapes. I am assuming they're not grown outside of Portugal. We did a little research, and the Antal Vaz is one that's grown fairly widely, especially in maritime regions. But I thought this wine was a revelation. I thought it was beautiful. It had a nice full nose, salty and saline. It reminded me a little bit of Vermentino, especially the Vermentino that you'll get from Sardinia or in other Mediterranean areas. It was briny. It had a little bit of citrus in it. I wanted to be sitting on the beach with a glass of that in one hand and some shellfish in the other.
Nice freshness, salty, minerally, lots of body and a good spine to the wine. I enjoyed this very much too. And this could be both a very pleasant summer sipper, and this could also be a good serious dinner wine. As you say, scallops, in place of Sauvignon Blanc, which is such a traditional pairing, this would be equally as good and maybe more interesting.
No, I think that's a good suggestion.
Excellent. Our second wine was also from Herdade da Comporta, and it was called Parus, and it was a white wine from 2011. This was 100% Antal Vaz, and this we found a little bit disappointing, actually.
It had some minerality in the nose, a little bit of resin, not as much as you'd find in something like Ritzina, but a little bit of resin. But the fruit was minimal, and boy, did it just fall off at the end. It was like the finish just disappeared into the ether.
That was my experience also. Maybe it needed a blending to brighten it up and to give it that extra bit of finish. And if I may say so, that was the last time I saw Parus.
I should have seen it coming.
Two white wines from Portugal. And I would encourage anybody who's going to a decent wine store to go to the Portuguese section and to just explore, because these wines are often a bargain. And it's just so nice to explore a whole new world of wine.
And we're going to help you explore in the next few weeks. We have a series of Portuguese wines. Next up in the next couple of weeks will be red wines.
Excellent. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.